Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. I trust that you all had a beautiful weekend and that you spent time joy pampering yourself, you spent some time preparing your mind for greatness, and that you enjoyed your family this weekend. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have yet another day to accomplish our business dreams and goals. Bless us, O Lord, oh yes, as we pursue being queens of our empires. Thank you for this inheritance, Lord. Father, help us to also take action and be the leaders that you want us to be. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. We ask for a special blessing over all women, Father, who might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated, and Father, they're just not sure which way to turn. Let them know that they are not alone. Give them the inner peace and strength, and send resources and others to them, O Lord, that can help. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all of those blessings that are coming. Father, thank you so much for Successful Woman Radio and for all of the listeners that support the show. And Lord, I ask that you just give me a ready recollection of words and resources to share with all of our listeners. We ask these blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, it's so important that we thank the Lord for waking us up this morning. We should always be in a spirit of gratitude. I think when we get in a spirit of gratitude, it helps us to humble ourselves and to remember that it's not us doing everything. It is God working through us that is helping us to accomplish all of our dreams and all of our goals. Well, here we are in the month of March, right? And can you even believe that we are really working on the second week of March already? That's how time is. It moves like a rolling steam automotive train, right? Just moving quickly. And I'm going to tell you something about time that you may not have realized. It's not going to stop for you and say, okay, girl, just, you know, I see that you're having some hiccups here. I'm going to slow time down and wait for you and let me know when you're ready, and then I'll move and speed time back up. It doesn't. I wish it did that, but it doesn't. As a matter of fact, no, we get 86,400 seconds of time every single day. And because of that, you need to know that those seconds are going to keep rolling by. They don't slow down or stop for you. So the most important thing is to understand that time is the greatest commodity in the world. It is a testimony to you that you are here, that you are in existence, that you are living on this earth. And therefore, it is up to you as to how you are going to manage the time given to you in your life every single day. This is why I feel so passionate about time management and goal setting, because these are tools that God has given us. These are systems that God has allowed us to use. And if we use them in the way that he has taught us, in the way that we should, with all respect, then we are going to be able to accomplish our dreams and goals and make things happen in our lives. But when we disrespect time, when we disrespect the power of goal setting, then guess what? We will experience the side effects of making those poor decisions, not to manage the proper time that's given, not to manage the time that's given to us. And also, we will experience what happens when we don't set goals and create a system for making things happen in our lives. This is very important. And so again, I want to encourage all of you who are listening, if you have not joined the goal setting program at Women About Biz, and this goal setting program is structured for women who are in business. So if you have not joined the goal setting program, now is a good time to make sure that you join the Women About Biz Crown Club, because it's all there for you. Each month, you are going to automatically get reset with your goal setting. You're going to receive the planner for that relevant month. You're going to get notes. You're going to get encouragement. You're going to get to do some things where we help you with the resources that you might need in our open office. So again, this is very important that you tap into the resources that are before you. If you've been praying to be successful, if you've been praying for the answer to resources and ways to manifest the things that you want in your business, then this is a program that you need to definitely take advantage of. All this month, we will be coming up with some exciting topics that will be centered around the theme, the prosperity code. Yep, the prosperity code. This will be your roadmap to being prosperous in business. Now, today, I will be sharing with you the topic, emotional resilience. I am so the resilience, and most people pronounce it as resilience. We will be gaining some insights on techniques that can help you set yourself up for success. Now, in addition to that, we have the 7 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. Of course, we're going to give you some great announcements. And again, we are going to be talking about emotional resilience, you know, all about balancing yourself and taking care of your well-being. Let's go ahead first and start with the 7 questions of business leadership. Question number 1, will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness? Again, will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? Don't forget that there is a simple process when put together and working in harmony. Incredible things can happen for you. Those processes are prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, personal power, and unshakable faith. Number 2, am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business? And basically what that means is that as you reflect on what